Networking as an Introvert. David Lindsay, Chair of the Board at Infrastructure Ontario. People network in different ways and for different reasons. For some, it comes naturally, but for others, it takes more effort and forethought. As an introvert, I've had to learn how to network. To this day, I must resist my tendency to step back. The experience is rewarding once you get going, but that first step can be the hardest. With a deliberate plan and a positive attitude, anyone can become a natural networker, even an introvert. Networking is the act of interacting with others. How you approach the interaction can make it a rewarding experience or a dead end. A positive approach with a genuine desire for mutual benefit is much more motivating and sustaining. Approach it with that attitude. Be positive and look for mutual benefit. Posting a photo on LinkedIn is not networking. If the post leads to a follow-up personal engagement, then you are networking. Attending a professional conference or business luncheon is not networking. Making a contact that generates deliberate follow-up is networking. Simply handing out business cards at a conference is not networking. Good networking is a two-way process. You need to engage, you need to listen, and create dialogue. 4 steps to meeting and creating dialogue. Joining a professional association, attending a regular business luncheon, or signing up for a conference all create platforms for networking. Attending a networking event is important, but is only the first step. You must have a strategy to engage and make a connection. Finding a common interest doesn't always happen right away, but demonstrating your interest in the other person usually creates a positive first impression. Signaling your interest in the individual usually predisposes the other person to reciprocate. Introverts don't like to be the ones to create dialogue, so you need to consciously decide to engage. A positive attitude and a few icebreakers will help get you started. Just a few lines to open the door for further engagement. I have attended many luncheon speeches and business conferences. When I was younger, I would go to my assigned table at the lunch and wait for the program to start. I avoided interacting with others whom I didn't already know. As I became more confident, I spent a bit more time in the lobby, mixing and mingling before taking my seat. I would force myself to say hello to people. Remember, all these people came to this event for a reason. Like you, they have an interest in the subject. Don't think of them as strangers, but as people with a shared interest. They want to learn from you, and you want to learn from them.